This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. The desert grassland that surrounds our home near the banks of the Ojalote is quite colorful due to the blooming of burrowweed and snakeweed with rubber rabbit brush soon to follow. Colorful, I should say, if you are into different shades of yellow, light yellow, bright yellow, golden yellow. It is definitely the year of the burrowweed, Isocoma tenuosecta, and oh my, I mean, it covers the grassland near our home. And though I've never thought of it as being very showy, I confess to it brightening up an otherwise unrained on, dry, drab land. And I'm wondering, is unrained a word? Well, at our place, unrained is a big word. Okay. Anyway, little rain means little greening of native grasses, and the land near us is drab and dry. Go a few miles toward the mountains and slopes appear verdant. Go a few miles more into those hills, and it is apparent where summer rains fell. And so a decision was made at our home that we would take a Monday off from work and ramble across the Chiricahua Mountains on a favorite winding dirt road. And so we threw binoculars, cameras, raincoats, very optimistic raincoats, and food, lots of food, into the car and headed into the hills. And oh my, we were stopping every mile or so to get out and study plants, the flowers, the fruit, the seed. This trip was going to take hours. Listen, Yucca shottii, that beautiful blue-green-leafed yucca, mountain yucca, was full of fleshy fruit. And oh, yeah, by the way, Yucca shottii is now Yucca madrensis. That's cool. I can take that. But still full of long, fat, fleshy fruit. Oh, and the yellow floral display was on in the mountains, too. Different players, but oh, so showy. Goldenrod, mountain oxeye, incredible stands. Thick stands of Celawa glutinosa. And like the mountain yucca, I learned it has a new name, new to me. That happens all the time. Gymnosperma glutinosum. I thought that was the old name, but now it's Gymnosperma. Again, but listen, clusters of tiny yellow flowers atop 2-3 feet tall stems. Glorious, just glorious. I looked Celawa up in Arizona flora, sometimes referred to as Kernia peebles, mostly referred to as KNP. I looked up Celawa and KNP, and I so loved the botanical description. I wanted to read some of it to you, okay? Here's some. Suffrutescent, branched, glabrous or obscurely puberulent and glutinous. Oh, and then there's more. Here's a description of the flowers. Head small, inconspicuously radiate, yellow, in dense, rounded terminal clusters, those panicled. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Celawa. But there's more. Listen, this is a description of the pappus. You know, the bristles that attach themselves to a lot of seed in composites, Asteraceae. Pappus, very minute and coroniform, or essentially wanting. You know, perhaps inadequate pappus. Something's missing. Oh, I know what's missing. A common name is missing. Let's see. It's called gumhead. The gumhead is a common name. Well, enough yellow. In a stand, a huge stand we stopped to admire, a stand of Celawa, it was covered with tick clover, pinkish flowers, pea-like flowers. Oh, yeah, tick clover sprawling over and through a stand of gumhead. Desmodium is a genus of tick clover. Isn't that cool sounding? Desmodium. It comes from Greek for chain, referring to the little jointed seed pods that will break apart, and tiny barbed hairs on the segments of the seed pods attached to your socks and your jeans, and gets another common name, beggar's ticks. Oh, yeah. And this sprawly beggar's tick is the species Beto colon. Beto for bramble, colon for stem. So I declare it. I declare this plant, its common name, bramble-stemmed tick clover. How cool is that? Brambling and flowering in about a stand of gumhead. What a sight. I mean, we're only 3 miles. 3 miles into a 30-mile ramble. We were essentially wanting. So off we went for a long day in the Sky Islands, my friends, and it was beautiful. Yeah, it was. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.